manual work sucks, but there's also value in embracing that discomfort at least for a short period of time. Feeling frustrated by something is just an indication that you know it can be better, so take some time to figure out what better looks like. Hey, this is Mark Graziano, and this is another segment of Something to Consider on the GRC Podcast. My goal is to give you quick hits of insight where simple thoughts can fuel innovation. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit more about the concept of automation. And what got me thinking about this topic was thinking back to the very first episode of 2024, where I interviewed Chris Honda. He brought up an insightful point that I think we all encounter as GRC professionals in broader industry discussions, and that's the topic of technical ability. If you work for a tech company, the characterization tends to be you're either a software engineer or this.
Did you find the files?
I don't even know what they look. What do they look like?
They're in the computer.
They're in the computer?
Now, despite that characterization, I think it's critically important to realize that the term technical, it's highly dependent on the context. If we want to get technical about the word technical, just look up the definition. Technical means relating to a particular subject, art, or craft, or its techniques. See, nothing about Python or Lambda functions. In GRC, our context, our subject, is the organization of data to provide assurance and inform business decisions. We need to be able to think about the data that we collect, how we can extract it, combine it, and organize it in a meaningful way that demonstrates that what we expect to happen is actually happening in reality, and glean insights from those data sets that we can help the business better identify, prioritize, and remediate risk. Sometimes the data that we're processing might not even live within a system, or maybe it does, but not in a format that facilitates simple programmatic interaction. So for example, I'm not aware of any API that can pull concise metrics that can confirm the success of a training and awareness program. Not whether or not training was completed, I mean, do people understand the enterprise expectations and how to operate in alignment? Analytical thinking is the core technical competence of GRC. Knowing how to apply that across diverse policies, processes, tools, and systems is where the value comes from. I'm not saying that some level of developer experience isn't helpful, it absolutely is, but it's not the silver bullet in ensuring success in GRC. I think the same concept can also apply to the term automation. As an industry, I think we should absolutely be looking to automate as much of our work as possible, but I want to caution against the notion that automation is a SaaS subscription. I think when we're locked into that narrow view of how to solve our problems, we're going to open ourselves up to missed opportunities and disappointment. I also feel like there's something to be said for having to sit with the discomfort of a manual process, at least for a short period of time, because it forces you to know that process inside and out. If you go right from problem to shiny new SaaS tool, you may be missing some key understanding about how your company can most efficiently operate, and you might end up with the wrong tool. At Segment, I've implemented a spectrum of automation, and I think our journey in implementing a trust center is a good illustration of this concept. Initially, we did everything manually. We had to learn the proper flow from initial customer request to resolution. Once we had a firm understanding of what we could expect to encounter with customer security sales enablement requests, we then took small steps to address the immediate pain points. So the very first thing that we did, we introduced a Slack channel just for customer security questions. This was helpful because it allowed us to collect all those requests in one place, and that channel began to grow into its own knowledge repository. Now, as that content grew within that channel, we determined that we should build out a formal customer security FAQ database. That way, go-to-market could more easily self-serve these customer security questions. The Slack channel was great, but it didn't contain those nicely crafted customer-facing narratives that they needed to do their job more efficiently. We didn't want them having to sort through all that information and then translate it into a customer-facing narrative. As the work requests in that Slack channel grew, we then implemented a Jira project so we could begin tracking the work in a more formal way. This also gave us some opportunities to do things like adding tags. That way we could figure out what specific requests are coming in and at what volume. So for example, we added tagging for documentation requests, customer calls, one-off questions, questionnaire support, and contract redlining. With the implementation of those tags, we recognized that documentation requests were growing at a significant rate, and we recognized that our self-serve Google Drive folder likely needed to be matured. So we locked that down, we created another Jira project, and we added some lightweight workflows to review and approve those requests. In that Jira project, we began tracking those documentation requests, and we learned that our SOC 2 is by far the most requested document. So with this new information, we decided to introduce some light scripting into our Jira workflow, and that allowed us to automatically issue our most recent SOC 2 report within that ticket without needing to manually grab it from the Google Drive folder. After implementing that, once we realized how many times that our SOC 2 was being shared, we added a Salesforce integration to pull that customer information for the customer account or the opportunity, so that way we could calculate security-influenced ARR. Once we realized the value of being able to track the security-influenced ARR and the value it could bring to our team, we added these fields in both security sales enablement GR projects, so the documentation requests and the general customer support requests. Since we now had ARR tracking across the broad spectrum of services that we provide to our go-to-market team, we decided it was time to unify the data between those two Jira projects, and the way we accomplished this was with a Jira integration with Google Sheets. So we set it up so it would pull the information daily between the two different Jira projects, and then at the end of the quarter, we'd take some time to parse through the information and put it in a way where we could demonstrate the amount of security influence ARR that specific quarter. After providing those reports to our leaders, they voiced that they would want to see this information more frequently. They didn't necessarily want to wait until the end of the quarter to get this. So then we introduced some Google App scripts that would automatically parse the data and create some executive level reporting that could either be delivered quarterly or accessed as needed by our leaders. At this point, we had pretty sufficient automation assistance in the process where it was manageable for our existing team. It wasn't wildly technical, but it saved us time and mental effort, and it helped reduce the burden of needing to interact at each part to perform an action or organize the data. Eventually, Segment and Twilio go-to-market teams started cross-selling, and when that decision was made, we recognized that this might be our time to procure a SaaS tool, and it would be worth the expense. Since I was so familiar with our process and the steps that we took, the data we cared about, evaluating other tools became so much easier because I knew exactly what I wanted in terms of the feature set and the capabilities. This iterative approach to automating and reducing manual toil can be applied to almost any other project you may be encountering in your GRC program. Manual work sucks, but there's also value in embracing that discomfort at least for a short period of time. Feeling frustrated by something is just an indication that you know it can be better, so take some time to figure out what better looks like. I want to encourage you all to value each step of automation as a critical component of a larger journey towards efficiency and success. Until next time, this is something to consider.